Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, a Halloween morning, and the ghouls have been spooking the White House, Alan, with the former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort indicted along with his business partner Rick Gates. We're hearing about another gentleman named George Papadopoulos, also involved, the former Trump campaign foreign advisor pleading guilty to making false statements about the Russian contacts with the FBI. And we're hearing about President Trump sitting and watching this all on TV, quote, seething, according to CNN.
Well, there you go. There is no question that this is bad news for Trump. And we know that he's a fairly impetuous fellow. And when somebody's impetuous, they make moves that they probably shouldn't in their own self-interest. The firing of Preet Bharara is a perfect example after he said he wouldn't do that. The threatening of Jeff Sessions and so many other people who were on his team. Tonight is Halloween, and there will be an awful lot of kids wearing Trump masks, I can tell you that much. And we all knew about Manafort, but almost nobody knew that the Papadopoulos thing was going to happen. And now, of course, that points to the one thing that the Trump people can't stand, and that's collusion. Because even before Trump knew about Papadopoulos, he was all over the place tweeting and saying there is no collusion. Now it looks like there could have been, and that is something that you can bet is going to be the basis for what happens. So does Trump do what I've been saying all along an impetuous man would do and fire Mueller? Or does a wiser head in the White House prevail, which is apparently this fellow Ty Cobb, who is his lawyer and says the cooperation is the way to go? From out of the West or East, depending on your reading of various literature, comes Steve Bannon. And he now says, you got to fight this every way you can, and getting along isn't the right way to do it. You got to make the people in the Senate go along with you in the House, the Republicans, and try to limit Mueller's ability to do his job by reducing the amount of money that the Mueller investigation has, and so on. And so what we have now is the opening line. It's quite an opera, and it's also, for those of you who don't recognize it, something that's going to be in our history books forever, what this is all about. So now you have Trump seething in the White House, goes back to Shakespeare, and we know what that can look like. And we have George Papadopoulos, who has basically said, I've done this, and I'm guilty. Not that I'm accused of it, but that I'm guilty, and has been cooperating with the authorities, with Mueller. There is the possibility raised by somebody, I believe on CNN yesterday, that he may have been wearing a wire at the FBI's request. I only heard it once, and I haven't heard it since. But the very fact that he was on the inside, that he was receiving orders from those above him to set up these Russian meetings or to go and make this happen, is an extraordinary admission, and one which goes right to the heart of what Mueller will clearly try to prove now, that there was indeed collusion.
One of the things I've been hearing from many experts yesterday, including lawyers, is that this thing could drag out for years.
Well, it could. As each person gets dragged into it, that becomes a case. You see now at least two high-ranking people, Manafort and his deputy, one with $10 million, the other $5 million bail, confined to their homes in house arrest. The White House, of course, says, that was all before. And it looks like there could be tax evasion here. If that's the case, these people will have a lot of incentive to tell what they know. And when they see Papadopoulos implicated in this and spilling his guts, then they have even more reason to do it. Now, there is a big question as to whether Trump will pardon everybody who is connected with this thing. There are people who tell me that if he does that, that will lead to impeachment. I don't think so. But I think it certainly can't help him. My bet is that because of his impetuous nature, he's going to try to fire Mueller, and he's going to try to pardon everybody, which is why it is so important that the special prosecutor is working with people like Cy Vance in New York and all those others on the state level who will be able to bring cases against Trump and the people who he works with. Let's face it, he can pardon on the national level. He cannot pardon for violation of state laws.
You also have U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warning the president not to interfere with Mueller's probe in any way, saying Congress should step in to assure the investigation continues even if Trump does try to meddle.
Well, you got congressional elections coming. You got Schumer putting the American people on notice that if anybody cooperates, and if they do pardon some of these people, or if Trump does fire Mueller, that will clearly help the Democrats in the 2018 congressional elections.